Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Season of Sports with me, Ezra Begovic. Excited to be back with you guys once again. So many things to get into in the world of sports, which is why I'm coming at you guys weekly these days. Just a crazy time in the world of sports. So many events, things going on that I can't stay away from recording the pods. We're going to get into some NBA. Just the news keep on coming in that league. I mean, what a soap opera of a league that is. Huge trades going on, so we're going to get into that. We're going to get into some tennis. What an incredible Wimbledon tournament it was, with an incredible climax with the Roger Federer versus Novak Djokovic final. So we're going to talk that. And as a huge golf fan, we're going to get into a little bit of the Open Golf Tournament, which is happening this weekend. So we're going to get into some of that, look at some of the favorites, as I'll be watching that tournament like a hawk. Very much looking forward to that. And then we're going to touch a little bit on the NFL. Preseason's going to get going in about a week or so for most teams. Rookies are reporting each and every day now, so that's going to be awesome to get into that. Sundays are never going to be the same again once the Red Zone channel gets going. And then, of course, we'll finish off with the huddle, where we'll answer some of your questions you guys send in through social media. So really, really appreciate that. So let's get into it. We're going to talk NBA firstly. Huge blockbuster trade in the NBA between the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Russell Westbrook gets traded from the OKC to the Houston Rockets, bringing a 11-year reign to an end. He's had an incredible run for that franchise. So he gets traded to the Houston Rockets for Chris Paul and two first-round picks, the 24 and 26 picks, and two swap picks in two other seasons. So Oklahoma City are certainly stockpiling the picks for the future. Their future looks bright. A lot of assets coming their way after the Paul George trade, the Jeremy Grant trade to Denver, and now, of course, Chris Paul getting dealt as well. Just an incredible haul, really. I don't know what to make of this trade. I mean, you have one sort of bad contract for another. Chris Paul is owed $125 million over the next 3 years. He's 34 now. Westbrook is 31. He's owed $171 million over the next 4 years. So I guess the difference you can say is the three-year age gap between the two going forward. I wonder if Oklahoma will look to trade Chris Paul. Some reports recently have said that they've stalled a little bit in talks with other teams. There probably isn't a huge market for a player like that, but I don't think he'll be in Oklahoma City for too long. He might start the season, but I'm sure they will find a trade partner one way or another for Chris Paul, because Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, he's one of the young point guards that picked up from the LA Clippers. I think he's the future of the franchise, and they don't want to hamper and mess with his development. So I think Chris Paul will get dealt at some point. I don't think he's in the long-term plans for OKC. As for Russell Westbrook, well, reports have it that James Harden was okay with his trade. It says that he was very much for the idea of bringing in Russell Westbrook. Seems like the relationship between Chris Paul and James Harden was a bit salty, which is why they made this move. They're more never shy to make a big, big splash in the NBA, as his track record suggests. So I think the thing that worries me a little bit is, about you have two ball-dominant guards, very much want the ball in their hands. How is this going to work? Is one of them going to play off the ball? I mean, it sounds like a great idea in theory, but in practice, when this is all they've done their whole careers, is that something that's going to work? Now, ideally, you'd like Russell Westbrook to play a little bit more off the ball, cut back screens, getting into positions where James Harden can find him, and he can still use his explosiveness to be effective and make a lot of plays. But how is that going to work in practice? I don't know. That's the little part that worries me. But when you look at the starting lineup of James Harden, Russell Westbrook, PJ Tucker, Eric Gordon, Clint Capella, this is up there with some of the best in the league. So I like what they did in that move. I think the relationship between Chris Paul and James Harden wasn't fixable. So you had to move on. You had to make a move. And I think this is probably the best they could have done, to press a little bit of a recharge button and get him going there. So let's see how it works out between those two teams. In other NBA news, Anthony Davis was introduced to the LA Laker fans at a press conference. he seemed very pleased to be part of the organization. He one cool thing he said was that he would put his starting five or the LA Lakers starting five up against anybody in the league. So that's interesting. I wouldn't disagree with that. I think depending on who starts, what they do with a couple of players, do they start Anthony Davis at the five? Does Boogie Cousins start at the five and Anthony Davis at the four? Does JaVale McGee start and Boogie Cousins comes off the bench? I think when you're looking at the Lakers, I think it's all about identifying roles. You're going to be my starting point guard. You're going to be this. You're going to be the backup here. And I think if everybody really embraces those roles, which I would say they would do, and they have, because a lot of them have accepted a discount to be there, which would then obviously show commitment on their parts, and that would show that they would want to make this work. So Frank Vogel and his staff, he's got a good experience coaching Lionel Hollins with him. I think he's going to make a big difference. Jason Kidd, so it's a good staff to make sure that these players do everything they can to win a ring. So that's it for the Lakers. I'm very intrigued how this all works out. I can't wait for the next couple of months to end and camp and preseason start. I know they have the World Cup of Basketball in China, I believe, so it's interesting to see who plays in that. But overall, just an incredible offseason, and the moves keep on coming, so we'll see if it finally slows down or not. Moving on to tennis. I love my tennis. Great to watch Wimbledon, of course. An amazing tournament. So many good matches, things happening. And the world's best players, and especially on the men's side, just put on a show. I think the semifinal between Federer and Nadal was nothing short of extraordinary. And I think the final, just when you think it couldn't get any better, the final between Federer and Djokovic just took it to another level. Djokovic won in five sets, winning 13-12 in the fifth set. The new tiebreak rule at 12-all was put in place because of these obviously matters. That came into effect now, and it was used, which probably nobody would have expected. I think the fifth set alone took about 2 hours and 2 minutes, taking the overall match time to 4 hours and 55 minutes. So it's the longest ever Wimbledon final. Just an incredible match to end an incredible tournament. Just some really big ups and downs in that match. Djokovic probably wasn't quite on his best level, but the fighter that he is just kept fighting and grinding in the match and winning the points when he had to. And, you know, he was facing match points in the fifth set, was break down, had to break back. So just showed incredible character and will to take it through. And hats off to these guys, just two sportsmen at the top of their game, doing some incredible things. What they've done is just amazing, and hats off to them. I think as a fellow athlete, really, really appreciate what these guys do for the sport, and we'll see how it goes into the hard court season. They'll get into the American swing, finish off with the US Open there, so we'll see how it all works out for the final major. But you're going to see that these guys will be on the top there again, and it'll be between one of these three who wins it. So exciting times ahead in the tennis world. Also in the women's final, of course, Simona Halep beat Serena Williams in the final, 6-2, 6-2. Even Serena Williams admitted in the end that Halep just played an incredible tennis match and she couldn't deal with her. And fair play. That's, playing against the best player of women's tennis of all time. Halep produced an incredible performance at the All England Center. So I think an amazing all-around Wimbledon tournament once again. Two great finals, two of the best players on each side going at it in the finals, and caps off a magnificent tournament. So really loved it. Can't wait for next year, of course. Wimbledon's always a great time, great tournament to watch, and really appreciate what these athletes do and how they perform at the highest level. So fair play to all of them. Really, really loved it. Before we move on to a couple other things, wanted to move on to our sponsors for the podcast. Our podcast is sponsored by Caperma VPN, the home of the best independent VPN reviews. Visit them for exclusive VPN special offers available on the market. VPN will enhance your online privacy and block popular streaming content and live sporting events. So I'm a fan of these guys. Make sure you check out their website, compare myvpn.com, and see all the latest offers and what they can offer you. Moving on, we're going to get to a little bit of golf. I was a golf nut myself. Very much looking forward to the final major of the year, the British Open, also called the Open, of course, at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Hasn't been held out of England or Scotland for many, many years. I think it's only the second or third time. So great to have it in Northern Ireland. I think it's also interesting because not many players would have played this course. I think Darren Clark's from there, Graham McDowell. Those sort of guys have a little bit of home course advantage, but other than that, not many guys would have been too involved, and it'll be interesting to see how they cope with the course and how they familiarize themselves with the conditions. As you know, in the Open, it'll probably hit them with a little bit of everything: rain, sunshine, everything, hail. Who knows, wind. So it's about who can really persevere through these four rounds. Now, I think it's been obviously the first year where they've condensed the majors, this being the last major, so one a month, starting in April. So I think it's worked well. I think obviously, especially from the American market, having majors in September, late August, it really interferes with probably the big sports when the NFL starts, the college football. So the PGA tournament especially used to always get a little bit sunk in that, and TV revenues never helped. So I think from this point of view, it's helped, but some of the players have been making noises that it's been a little bit too condensed and takes the edge off the majors. So I don't know. We'll see how it all works out going forward, but interesting first year for this new format. So yeah, the Open's being held at Royal Portrush. Some of the favorites, the odds, Rory at 8-1. Now, I have to admit, I'm recording this podcast on a Thursday afternoon, and he's 5 over at the time of recording, so it doesn't look great for Rory. The favorite coming into this tournament hasn't started well, so we'll see how the rest of the tournament works out for him. Brooks Koepka, 9-1, second favorite. The interesting thing about him is his caddy, Ricky Elliott, has a lot of experience with Royal Portrush. He's been a member there for 30 years. Not only is he a good player, but I think this could provide some additional, not that he needs a Brooks Koepka, but additional help for him in his quest for another major. He came out with a crazy quote during the week where he said, "I don't practice for normal tournaments, only majors." I mean, what a natural beast and natural talent this guy is. I mean, tearing everyone up. Even Tiger said he's trying to get a trick, but he's not had a phone call back. So Brooks Koepka is just the ultimate athlete, ultimate competitor. And you can see how he's taken his game to the next level and what he's done. So fair play to him. He's the second favorite. Third favorite, John Rahm, 14-1. He won the Irish Open a couple weeks ago. So I think that's the second time he's won the Irish Open, which puts him into people's minds. He seems to like playing over there. Good prep for him. So he'll be there. Obviously, he's a very temperamental guy. Whether he's going to be able to keep his emotions in check remains to be seen, but you know, with his game, he can absolutely blow everyone away in the field and win his tournament. Why not? Fourth favorite, Dustin Johnson, 16-1, and then we get the Tiger Woods at 16-1 also. So those are the five favorites. Such an open field. I mean, the competition now at golf is incredible. So many good players all around. Very difficult to pick who's going to win this. It could be anyone's game. I think it's wide open. We've just mentioned some of the favorites, but of course you've got Big Phil, Mickelson, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, someone who's played really well in the tours, Matt Wallace, and of course you have the defending champion in Francesco Molinari. So from that aspect, just a wide open field, anyone's game. Whoever plays this steady, who can deal with the conditions, is going to come out ahead and I think have a really, really good tournament. So I'm really fascinated to see how it all plays out. Next few shows, we're going to get into the NFL. Crazy time of year. Really excited for it all. The NFL, we're going to get some of my picks for each division. Maybe some over-unders, just the win totals. Some things going on there. Of course, I got to get ready for my fantasy draft. Make sure I've got my NFL team right. And of course, you've got some crazy shows. I mean, you've got the All or Nothing series on Amazon with the Carolina Panthers, which I'll be downloading as soon as that drops. Hard Knocks series coming out with the Oakland Raiders, which I think will be must-see TV. Get your popcorn ready. So a lot of things going on there. And of course, a lot of preseason action. And we get to see some very, very talented teams and see how these offseason moves have come out. I mean, a lot of noise from Cleveland. The Browns, Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry. it's going to be a noisy bunch, and we're going to see how that all works out for them. So we'll get into a lot of the NFL chat next few episodes here before the season gets underway. So now it's time to get into the huddle. We've got a question here on Twitter from Emmy at Emily L. White. Does anyone in the Premier League have better hair than Megan Rapinoe? So Megan Rapinoe is the soccer superstar for the American team. They just won the World Cup recently in France. Very outspoken, uses their platform really well. And, I think it's been great to see someone really stand up for their beliefs. Does anyone have better hair? Okay, that's a good question. Well, I've seen Mesut Ozil's recent haircut. He's gone blonde. So that's actually very similar to Megan Rapinoe. He could be up there challenging that. Sergio Aguero, I think he's got some pretty crazy hair. I think he's also gone blonde. It must be a trend that I've missed this offseason. I would probably really put Mesut Ozil up there as the only one to challenge her with his haircut. So great question, Emily. Really appreciate it. Really cool to record another episode for you guys. Appreciate the questions coming in. Keep them coming on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Might have some time in preseason, of course. We're just in Spain finishing off our training camp, which has been great. You know, La Manga was cool. We're in Barcelona now to finish off the last leg and play a game against Girona on Saturday night. And then we head back home to put the finishing touches on for the last 3 weeks of preseason. So excited what the season has to bring. Ready for it all, ready for the challenge. Keep listening to our pods. We're all over all the podcast platforms, iTunes, Audioboom, Spotify. Get us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know what you think. Please give us a review, positive, negative. We'd love to hear from you guys. Keep getting your messages across. And I'll be back with you guys again very soon. Thanks again to our sponsors, CopayMyVPN.com. And speak to you guys later. Take care.